Food Nation Radio knows that working in a restaurant can really bite the big one.
That's funny because it's true.
Got something on your chest you'd like to get off? Go to foodnationradio.com and click the big red email link. You can tell us in your own words what the is going on where you work, who treats you okay, who's an asshole, and so much more. We'll change the pitch of your voice so no one will know that it's you, and you'll be protected. Then we'll play it on a future show.
Well, what do you say?
Go to our website, click the big red email link, and tell us what's really going on in the kitchen behind the door.
Oh, yeah.
FoodNationRadio.com.
Bring it on.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Each week, we allow servers to opine about their customers, that would be you and me, about things that bother them in the restaurant industry when they're dealing with us. So email me, Elizabeth@foodnationradio.com. You can email me and I will digitize your voice. We will not give you up.
And here's the first one this week.
So this Karen comes into the kitchen demanding to see the manager. There were spots of food on her plate left behind by the dishwasher. Yeah, it's gross. When I told her she'd have to leave the kitchen, the bitch pepper sprayed me right in the face. I started screaming and the sous chef dragged her out. I filed charges against her. She may go to jail, where she belongs.
It happens.
Yeah, I mean, being assaulted at work is not cool at all.
And don't ever think that pepper spray is a benign substance. I was in a restaurant in downtown Orlando about a million years ago. A bunch of us were sitting around a table in the back of the restaurant, and somebody gave me pepper spray for my keychain. And I thought, I don't understand how this is so lethal or whatever. And I sprayed a tiny bit towards the floor, just like the tiniest bit for like not even a split second. And then I put it away and everybody's like, yeah, what's the big deal? Well, it wafted towards the front of the restaurant and it cleared out the entire restaurant.
Wow.
We were like, oh my God.
Did they know it was you?
No.
Good.
They still don't.
Okay, here's number two.
If you care only about calories and don't care about sodium and fat, then this will interest you. A certain Mac sandwich has 540 calories in it. Meanwhile, an Oriental chicken salad at another restaurant has 1,440 calories in it. Read the nutrition facts online before you go to a restaurant.
I usually do that anyway, mostly because of the sodium. Mm-hmm. You don't realize how much sodium is in some of this fast food and food at restaurants. They do it to cover up the flavor, and it's just an easy... It's like the easy laugh.
All right, here's number three.
This guy clicked his fingers at me. He was angry that there were red drops on the wicker bread basket and his water glass. He accused me of not washing my hands properly. Upon further review, he'd had a bit too much wine. It was all over the table and on his pants. That was enough for my manager to cut him off and call him a cab. Don't click your fingers at me like a dog. I will get even with you too.
That's a bizarre little story.
Yeah.
But you just never know how people are going to act when they're, especially when they're imbibing. But apparently that's not really an issue right now because the bars are closed.
Again, in some places they were now closing.
Does that mean you can still have table service at a restaurant, have a glass of wine? Because I think you can.
I guess it's based upon the jurisdiction you're in.
I don't even know.
Me neither. All right, here's the last one.
So you know who's making out like a bandit wearing a mask right now? The tax collector. Every state and county are different, but generally speaking, the food you buy from a grocery store is tax-exempt except for the ready-to-eat deli items. At a restaurant, almost everything is taxable. We have to charge sales taxes on almost everything. I had a tax lawyer tell me that, and I wanted to share it with you.
I don't buy that, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the tax collector, believe me, they're not making a lot of money right now because nobody's traveling. So that's where they make the bulk of their money. Is on tourism and stuff. So in places like Texas and Nevada and here and other places, you know, people travel around and they spend money and sporting events and stuff like that. So none of those tax dollars are going into the coffers. So, you know, if they're going to charge a little bit for some prepackaged food, that's okay with me. If it doesn't raise my property taxes.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. What will it ultimately do to taxes that we all pay?
Coming up next, we're going to talk about all this gloom and doom about barbecuing. Barbecuing, one of the greatest American pastimes ever. Stay with us. We'll be right back.